Monday, March 9th, 2020. Nothing but Jesus fills the vacuum. In 1992, the Washington Redskins won the Super Bowl with an explosive victory over the Buffalo Bills. 75,000 people gathered in the mall between the Capitol and the Washington Monument to cheer their team and coach. 4 days later, Chuck Colson called the Redskins' office to see if any football players could attend a rally at a prison the next day. Many of the players had given their life to Christ. Joe Gibbs, the head coach, answered the phone and told Colson that all the players had left the city for a well-deserved rest. With his characteristic humility, Joe Gibbs asked Colson, "Might I do?" Colson immediately accepted the offer by the coach of the championship Washington Redskins. 5 days after winning the Super Bowl, Joe Gibbs could have opened any door in Washington, D.C., but he was willing to walk behind the closed steel doors of the penitentiary for the District of Columbia to speak to men about his faith in Christ. Joe Gibbs stood up to speak to the cheers, whistles, and applause of 500 prisoners 5 days after he had won the most prestigious event in pro sports. Here is what he told those men. "A lot of people in the world would probably look at me and say, 'Man, if I could just coach in the Super Bowl, I'd be happy and fulfilled.' But I'm here to tell you, it takes something else in your life besides money, position, football, power, and fame. The vacuum in each of our lives can only be filled through a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Otherwise, I'm telling you, we'll spend the rest of our lives in a meaningless existence. I've seen it in football players' eyes, and I've seen it in men who are on their deathbed. There's nothing else that will fill the vacuum." Consider the vacuum in your life that all your busyness and pressures can never fill. It's time this Lent to begin or to deepen your friendship with Jesus, your Lord and Savior.